USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to reactions from both parties to President Trump's summit with the Russian President Vladimir Putin, the reactions run from concern to downright condemnation. The top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says,
"Now, in the entire history of our country, Americans have never seen a president of the United States support an adversary the way President Trump has supported President Putin."
And after Trump expresses confidence in Putin's claim that Russia did not meddle in the 2016 election, Republican Senator John Barrasso says he hopes the president said something else in their private meeting.
"I don't know what the president said to him privately, but I hope he has said, look, we know you did this in 2016. Better make sure you don't do it in 2018, because if you do, this is the punishing response. It's going to happen."
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
On Hawaii's Big Island, at least 23 people injured on a tour boat because of the Kilauea volcano. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Lava bombs are still sending giant rocks into the air. Hawaii Fire Battalion Chief Matthias Kush says one has injured people on a tour boat.
Primarily soft tissue injuries. There was one obvious femur fracture.
Since May, the volcano has destroyed more than 700 homes.
NASA officials say they may have discovered the so-called building blocks for life on Mars back in the 1970s, but then accidentally burned the evidence. After scientists found the complex organic molecules on the red planet, they went back to earlier probe missions to examine why it took so long to find the matter. They say they discovered that in the 70s, a Viking unit did find the organic material, but inadvertently burned it when heating it for data analysis. Then earlier this year, NASA announced it had found the organic building blocks within samples gathered by the 2008 Phoenix Lander mission. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump and Republican congressional leaders are scheduled to meet today to discuss making GOP tax cuts permanent. They reportedly will also look for ways to get the economy to grow at 3-4% a year. It's President Trump's only event scheduled today after returning from a trip across Europe and that controversial summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A federal judge in San Diego is ordering a temporary hold on deporting reunited immigrant families. Judge Dana Sabraw issuing the hold yesterday. The complaint brought by the ACLU, it claims Homeland Security is poised to pursue a policy of mass deportations immediately upon reunification of immigrant kids and their parents. The ACLU wants parents to still have a week after reunification to decide whether to have their children deported along with them. A Los Angeles man who phoned a death threat to Congresswoman Maxine Waters will be on probation for 3 years. A federal court judge also sentencing 45-year-old Anthony Scott Lloyd yesterday to 6 months of home detention and 100 hours of community service. He pleaded guilty in April to threatening a U.S. official. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.